Hi, I'm introducing hepatitis. It's a very significant component of teaching that I do a lot about. And hepatitis is simply inflammation of the liver. Hepat means liver and itis means inflammation. Now, hepatitis is inflammation of the liver, which is a commonly misdiagnosed concept. And some people have actually called it hepatitis and some uncertainties surrounding it. There are lots of things that can cause hepatitis, and we will talk about those later. But my concept today is to describe what inflammation means. Now, inflammation is a word that is derived from the French as well as the Latin groups. And it means five things. Chief among them is the fact that the organ fails to function as it should, as well as it becomes swollen, and the organ also has other properties that makes it suboptimal in many ways, and it becomes sore and warm. Now, when the liver is inflamed, it does not produce the effect it should produce, and that is functioning to build hormones, functioning to discard rubbish stuff, metabolize food, as well as really reduce the toxic effects of medications and so many other functions. Indeed, I am a strong believer of the fact that when the liver fails, then there is no much hope, and many other organs will just follow. And so it is such an important organ that needs to be nurtured and to be supported in many ways. Of these various causes of hepatitis, the viruses are the most notorious, some of which can cause acute inflammation and others chronic inflammation. Now, the acute inflammation are most commonly ones that cure by themselves, and it does not really mean anything more than duration. When you say acute inflammation, you're talking about inflammation of the liver lasting less than 6 months. Whereas when you say chronic inflammation, it means the inflammation has persevered for beyond 6 months. And now, the problems with inflammation going beyond 6 months is that it can actually progress to cirrhosis. Now, we will define that terminology at some point, and or liver cancer. Of course, cancer is a common phenomenon known by many people and who understand what that means, and it's not a good thing. Usually, cancer of the liver leads to death rapidly, particularly when it comes in an advanced stage. We will then stop at this point, and just to introduce to you what hepatitis is, and also to mention the basic understandings ongoing. Obviously, there are many other causes apart from viruses, some of which include drugs, herbal remedies, as well as some genetic predispositions, which if time allows, we will get into as well and discuss them. I would like you to join me on worthy-works.com, and you will learn a lot in my blog, as well as collaborate with me as I teach on many courses in on the subject of liver diseases and many other medical issues. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, and we will welcome you. My name is Dr. Nemzing Ladep. Bye-bye.